FBI indicts 14 MS-13 gang leaders on terrorism charges. The Aegis Alliance. More than a dozen high-ranking members of the worldwide MS-13 gang have been indicted on Thursday and are facing terrorism charges in the highest-reaching takedown of the brutal gang ever within the United States, federal prosecutors revealed. The sweeping case targets 14 members of the Renfla Nacional, the highest echelon of MS-13 leadership that operates largely out of prisons in El Salvador, prosecutors said. 11 of the indicted males are presently incarcerated in El Salvador, whereas 3 are on the loose. We have charged MS-13's highest-ranking leaders with operating a transnational criminal organization that utilizes terror to impose their will on neighborhoods, businesses, and innocent civilians across the United States and Central America. U.S. Acting Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen stated. The case consists of terrorism charges against age 42 Borromeo Enrique Henriquez, a.k.a. Diablito de Hollywood, who is alleged to be essentially the most powerful member of MS-13. Three other indicted men, Freddy Ivan Jandres Parada, Cesar Humberto Lopez Larios, and Hugo Armando Quinteros Mineros, haven't yet been apprehended. The feds are providing $10,000 for info resulting in their arrests. Federal prosecutors on Long Island introduced the charges against the gang leaders for their alleged expansive felony activity over the last 20 years within the U.S., El Salvador, and Mexico, which included creating military-style training camps for members in addition to acquiring weapons and directing violent acts. Long Island has a lengthy history of being a key location of the gang's violence and extortionate enterprises, with the FBI prosecuting members amounting in the hundreds since 2000. The indictment marks just the second time anybody from MS-13 has been charged with terrorism-related crimes inside the United States. The indictment details how MS-13 exerts its will over the Salvadoran authorities, in addition to offering a glimpse into the hierarchy of the gang, which includes tens of 1,000 members in more than 200 cliques, charging documents read. The men's power over the remainder of the gang led to a truce between the Renfla Nacional and the Salvadoran government between 2012 and 2015, throughout which the Renfla Nacional ordered fewer killings within the country in exchange for better prison treatment together with money from the government, prosecutors stated. After the truce broke down, the Renfla Nacional stepped up murders and violence inside the country, ordering more hits on law enforcement officials and members of the military to exact revenge on the government. Kyle James Lee, The Aegis Alliance. This work is licensed beneath a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License.